All right, guys, injury update today. David Allsbury did not practice. Tyvon Branch was back at practice limited. Seabass was limited. And Menelik Watson did not participate in practice. So that's the injury update for today. And guys are working hard getting ready for this weekend's game. So we're excited about the opportunity, looking forward to it. And, you know, it's really a factor of we're really trying to focus in on us, making sure that we execute the things that we're supposed to do in our game plan, and try to correct some of the mistakes that we made, so that we can perform well this weekend.
Seems like it, just in terms of your slow starts, even if you include the preseason, you guys have fallen behind by double digits almost every time. What do you think is the cause of that?
Well, I think we just got to go out and have a little bit more focus early in the game and be able to execute better. I think that's really the key. You know, we obviously spent a lot of time talking about trying to get off to a fast start. We haven't been able to do that, and that's something that we got to continue to work on. We got to get better at that.
Play in that first game, and how surprised were you with how well Tony played on the right side, considering he had only been with you for so long?
Well, I thought both those guys performed pretty well in the game. I thought both of them went out and executed, and I expect that out of veteran players like that. And so what happens when a guy goes down, guys have to step up. I thought those guys were able to step up in the game. But that's last week's game, and we're on to this week, and those guys got to, you know, they got to step up again.
You guys were able to get a lot of rushing yards, but not on the call runs. Was there a common theme for why you weren't able to get any of those to break big loose?
You know, I think a lot of times it comes down to, you know, it's one or two guys being able to, you know, stay on their block longer, maybe hit the hole a little bit differently. You know, it was not a factor of breakdowns as much as it was just our ability to finish the play off, and that's what we got to continue to improve on.
Talked a little bit yesterday about the amount of times that you blitzed and the amount of different guys that you blitzed during the game. Once you have that on the film and other teams have seen that, does that help you in some regard in that you're known for being unpredictable? I mean, if you're on the opposite side of it and preparing against a team like that?
Well, I mean, I think part of what we try to do defensively is to try to be multiple, try to be as simple as we can on ourselves, but give some different looks, bring some different people, make them have to account for everybody. So that's one of the things that we try to do. And I think the more you can show, you know, different looks, but yet, you know, not be too complicated where you're changing up your scheme, you know, week in and week out. I think that's the thing, and that's what's critical. And really, we'll do as much as our guys can handle. If we're able to handle those things and be able to execute those things, then I think that works to our advantage.
Do you find that this group this year has been pretty good at being able to throw a lot of stuff at them and handling a lot of things?
Yeah, they've done a good job, you know. But again, there's some plays that, you know, where we have breakdowns and it hurts us, and that's what we've got to continue to work on to get better at. So that we don't have those breakdowns, because those are what end up being critical plays in the game.
C.O. Moore practice again full.
He was full go today.
Good to start possibly.
Or? Yeah.
But even in that mix, we talked about Mayava kind of playing, like earning some playing time within the scheme on the strong.
Yeah,
side.
I think what happens is when you have good players. Good football players, you want to find ways to utilize them and get those guys on the field. So we're going to play as many guys as we can play, you know, number one, because, you know, the more guys you're able to play, the more they're into the game, the more they're, you know, kind of the more excitement they got about coming to the game on Sunday. So that's one of the things that we want to do. And then you got to be able to keep guys fresh. You know, so that in the fourth quarter, in the critical situations, you got guys out there that are fresh and able to play and play fast.
Dennis, there's a report this morning that Watson actually underwent surgery and that he'd be out a month. If that is indeed the case, it seems then you're set at offensive line with Khalif at left tackle and Pasho set at right tackle. How much better can that unit then get going forward if you know that that's indeed what your line is going to be?
Well, I think I think having those guys in those positions, they're going to continue to improve and continue to get better. And again, Tony's a guy that, you know, he's been here, you know, about 10 days now. So I expect to see a lot of improvement, you know, in him from week one to week two. And the same thing for Khalif moving over on the left side. So I think the more they're able to kind of get into positions and be stable in those positions, the better they're going to get on a week-to-week basis.
Can you confirm that report then of the surgery?
No. It's really our policy not to really talk about injuries. So he wasn't able to practice today. As soon as he's able to get out there and practice, we'll try to get him back as fast as we can.